This is Mr. Jesse, last name J-E-S-S-E, first name Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Let's see, 2-24-61, I'm sorry, 51, date of birth. This is a 71-year-old gentleman with history of hypertension. He lives alone. He states he's being evaluated today for possible end of life versus provider services, since he's obviously needs more help at home. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he lives alone. He has done lots of different jobs in the past, he tells me. COVID immunizations up to date. Medical problems, hypertension. Recent hospitalization, none. Medical problems, colon cancer years ago. He doesn't know if he got chemo, radiation, can't recall, but he is alert and awake and oriented to place, person, and time. Surgery, colon surgery, allergy, non-medication. Used to be on lisinopril, but has run out of medication. Family history, hypertension. Patient is usually taken care of by Dr. Zeba, or Z-E-B-A. Patient is rather thin, but he says that his weight has always been the same. He's able to ambulate, has no chest pain, shortness of breath, or any other associated symptoms at this time. He states that he really wants to be left alone. He doesn't want people to make a big deal out of him. Blood pressure is 160 over 90, pulses 100, respirations 20. Patient has been ambulating, hence the reason for increased pulse, most likely. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows longevity, skin shows no rash. Patient does have muscle wasting and very thin lower extremities. Positive pulses. Assessment, hypertension out of control. Number two, patient does qualify for provider services, but he's not interested. Number three, refer patient back to his primary care physician, Dr. Zeba, to have his blood pressure medication refilled. Number four, there was a thought that patient may have colon cancer. Return of his colon cancer, but there's no evidence of that at this time. We'll discuss patient's care with Dr. Zeba regarding doing further testing and blood work when patient is able to see him. Thank you. Next number is patient has no diagnosis consistent with end of life, requiring end of life care, and the most and does not appear to have less than 6 months to live given his current status. Thank you.